James Comer demands Joe Biden correct false denial of China payout to family. By Wendell Hasebo on March 21, 2023. House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer, RKY, on Tuesday demanded President Joe Biden correct his false denial of a family payout from China in 2017. Despite the overwhelming evidence, President Joe Biden continues to deny his family's involvement in suspicious foreign financial transactions, Comer wrote in a letter to White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre. President Biden's statement was misleading and dishonest, Comer said, reminding the White House the committee received the bank documents from a financial institution pursuant to a subpoena. As Breitbart News fact-checked as false, Joe Biden denied the payout on Friday when questioned about recent revelations the family received funds from China. Comer revealed Thursday a Biden family business associate received a $3 million wire transfer from a Chinese energy company and subsequent payments after President Joe Biden left the vice presidency in 2017. In turn, the family business associate sent $1.3 million to Hunter, James, Haley, and an unknown Biden. On Friday, the White House refused to respond to a request for comment when Breitbart News inquired whether Joe Biden still believed Hunter did not receive China cash. In 2018 and 2020, Breitbart senior contributor and Government Accountability Institute President Peter Schweitzer published Secret Empires and Profiles in Corruption. Each book hit number one on the New York Times bestseller list and exposed how Hunter Biden and Joe Biden flew aboard Air Force Two in 2013 to China before Hunter's firm inked a $1.5 billion deal with a subsidiary of the Chinese government's Bank of China less than 2 weeks after the trip. Schweitzer's work also uncovered the Biden family's other vast and lucrative foreign deals and cronyism. Breitbart political editor Emma Jo Morris's investigative work at the New York Post on the Hunter Biden laptop from hell also captured international headlines when she, along with Miranda Devine, revealed that Joe Biden was intimately involved in Hunter's businesses, appearing to even have a 10% stake in a company the Scion formed with officials at the highest levels of the Chinese Communist Party. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.